corporate are to blame for it, yeah.
When was the last time those rich people did a hard day's work?
How do they make money?
They steal it from the working people.
Those blank corporate blanks steal from the working people. The corporate blanks are apparently big banks and investment companies. And the protesters may be unclear on a lot of issues, but they do seem united in their hatred of the financial industry. David Callahan says they're right to be angry. But of course he would say that. He's co-founder of the progressive think tank Demos. But Damon Root of Reason Magazine is a libertarian, and on this, he agrees with the progressives for a change, says the protesters are right to be angry about Wall Street. Why?
Well, let me just say, there's a lot of nuts down there. There's a lot of stuff I disagree with. But I think the protesters are right about a fundamental thing, and that's corporate welfare, crony capitalism. These banks, this is not a free market. Wall Street is crony capitalism at its worst. You know, $700 billion in a bailout. I mean, this is not the free market. And these people are right to say that the taxpayer dollars have been redistributed up to these big corporations who are in bed with big government.
And David, you agree with that?
Well, there's no question that a lot of...
But you want the banks bailed out.
There's no question that a lot of these banks have been in bed with big government. This is crony capitalism at its worst. I mean, Wall Street and the financial industry spent $5 billion to basically buy our political system in the 15 years leading up to the financial crisis.
To lobby
Both political parties. They spent it on lobbying, they spent it on campaign donations, and they used that clout to roll back all the rules, to let them do whatever they want.
Not all the rules.
Not
right?
All
we
the
got
rules.
Piles of rules.
And basically turn Wall Street into a casino. I mean, remember, Wall Street is supposed to be a place to mobilize capital for productive purposes. Instead, it's been turned into a gambling den, and there's not been enough reform to deal with that problem still, even after
you think reform could do it, but we have to bail. You want to bail these gamblers out?
We
the
had
idea
no,
of gambling is to let people lose.
We had no choice but to bail them out.
They sure, were we had a choice.
We
could have said no.
Yes, and we could be in a Great Depression.
Damon?
Well, you know, let's just talk about this idea of the casino. If you have gamblers and you're telling them that, well, you know, just gamble all the money away and we're going to save you, we're going to bail you out each time, they're not going to be recognizing the risk. They're going to be taking more risks. So, and this is part of the way that government intervention, government policies made things worse, partially gave us this financial crisis. So, as far as the idea that that we prevented a Great Depression, what we do know is that the bailout policies have not worked. We've got 9-10% unemployment. We've got
bigger banks.
We've got bigger banks than ever. We still have too big to fail on the books. I mean, I think that there's no reason to trust this.
David, you wrote this article, Why Occupy Wall Street. One of your points is Wall Street employs K Street to dominate Main Street, but that includes your co-founder, President Obama.
Well, unfortunately, Obama has raised a lot of money from Wall Street. This is an example of how that money can kind of take over our political system.
I think we have a graph of how much he raised.
He raised more than
any other candidate.
And he staffed his White House with people who were too close to Wall Street. And, you know, since 2009, since Obama took office, Wall Street and financial interests have spent nearly $1 billion to fight the reforms after the crisis. And that makes it very hard to kind of do anything about their outsized power. That money in politics, that is a rot at the core of our democratic
system. I have a solution. Make government not so big, and then you won't need to spend all this money to manipulate it.
Well, small government and the downsizing of government, the attacks on government have been part of the problem, John, because the people who argued, let's get rid of government, were often being paid by Wall Street lobbyists or getting their campaign dollars from Wall Street. And the whole small government thing helped to kind of push this deregulation agenda that made this financial crisis possible.
I'll let you answer.
Well, you know, first of all, during the Bush years, George W. Bush years, regulations
increased more than any president before him.
He's the biggest regulator since Richard Nixon.
Clinton did get rid of Glass-Steagall, but they didn't get rid of much.
Right.
Bush got rid of a crucial rule that would have made it harder to take all these big bets, all the leveraging and all the risk, the pile bets upon bets. That became easier thanks to the Bush administration's deregulation agenda.
Charlie Rangel, who voted for TARP and voted for the bank bailouts, all this crony capitalism, he went down to the protests. It was, oh, I'm all with you guys. There's something hypocritical about this?
It's pure hypocrisy, and it's political opportunism at its worst, you know, that Rangel goes down and is trying to cash in. And I think that there's a real concern, and the protesters, I think, are probably smart enough to see this happening, which is that the Democratic establishment would like to piggyback on them, would like to co-opt them as part of the Obama re-election campaign, when in fact, you know, the Democratic Party and the Obama administration, as you detailed, is their enemy, is in bed with the big business, and is part of the problem. So these protesters, I mean, you know, they
your hope is they'll be like the Tea Party, which pulled the Republicans to smaller government. Maybe these protesters would pull the Democrats to smaller government. I mean, they're all saying, I want free education, I want free health care. I don't think they're for smaller government.
Well, you know, I think that there's a number of people there. Like, one of the things that you hear regularly is that corporations have too much power. This is what they say. Corporations are too powerful. Wall Street is too powerful in our society. Well, then the question becomes, why is it so powerful? And if you get people to ask that question, then they start to see, well, you know, what's more powerful than being told you're too big to fail? What's more powerful than having your allies in the White House, writing regulations, keeping
but
the tax code.
In terms of power, only government can use force.
Well, that's correct. And so you've got government backing these corporations. So, I mean, I agree that the corporations are too powerful and we need to be concerned about that. But that's just a symptom of the problem. The problem is the government propping them up and intervening in the economy to such a degree.
I don't think they're too powerful because if they do bad things, people won't give them money anymore. And they'll go out of business like A&P did.
But don't forget, John, that this financial crisis came just a few years after the whole implosion of Enron and WorldCom and all the crises of the dot-com era.
Yeah, the Sarbanes-Oxley regulations were supposed to solve that, right?
Well, the regulators are always fighting the last war, right?
Right.
And then corporate America or Wall Street goes and invents some new scam or scheme or fraudulent way to make themselves rich. And that's what happened in this case.
So why do you want more regulations if the crooks always go around the regulations?
You know, after the 2002, the fall of Enron and WorldCom, a number of people, including myself, said there's going to be more financial crises. It's going to involve the housing market. It's going to involve derivatives. And regulators should get ahead of the curve here. But attempts to regulate derivatives went nowhere at all in that anti-government environment of the Bush era. And attempts to kind of...
So you saw this coming. Did you invest
many
and make
people,
a fortune and get your wisdom and foresight?
Many people saw this coming. A lot of people were saying, look, the watchdogs are not strong enough to prevent bad things from happening on Wall Street.
Thank you, Damon Root and David Callahan. The protesters may be right in their hatred of crony capitalism and bailouts. Good for them. But most of them are just dead wrong about economics. That's next.